35-year-old Morgan Kittredge Eaton, now a resident of Maine, was sentenced in late October by Judge Todd Shaughnessy in 3rd District Court. She had pled guilty in July to a charge of attempted threat of terrorism, a third-degree felony. Eaton was sentenced to 34 days in jail, but prosecuting attorney Matthew Bates said she was given credit for the time she had already spent behind bars.
The judge just gave her good behavior probation. She did get credit for 34 days of jail that she served while the case was pending at the beginning of the case.
In late March of 2012, the Justice Court clerks discovered 4 voicemail messages that Eaton had left on their main telephone line a couple of nights previous. The woman was upset about a previous matter, said she had paid thousands of dollars to the court, and accused the clerks of robbing her. On her last message, she said in part, quote, "And if nobody calls me back for what this court has done to me, I will come and shoot every single blanking one of you in the face for doing this to me because you blanking deserve it." Her defense attorney, Paul Quinlan, said the two sides did not disagree. He said the only issue was whether this case should force Eaton to get the mental health treatment and counseling she needs. He said he believes his client is pretty okay, as he put it, under the sentence she was given. Prosecutor Bates said he was hoping for a stronger probation.
This was a case that it was apparent was being driven by some mental health issues and some substance abuse issues. And I had really hoped that the judge would put her on supervised probation so that there would be somebody monitoring her and encouraging and requiring her to go get some mental health treatment and some substance abuse treatment. But because she is a resident of Maine and was planning on returning to Maine to continue to live there, the judge chose not to put her on supervised probation.
Bates said the defendant was upset about a DUI prosecution against her in Summit County that took place in 1999.
And she had become upset because she was put on probation in that case, did not pay her fine, and was incarcerated for a brief period before she was able to pay her fine. And this case, of course, then was years and years later, where she calls up and threatens the court and is upset because she was incarcerated over a decade ago,
yeah.
I think.
Any idea what set that off?
No, other than it's apparent that she was struggling with some mental health issues and some substance abuse issues. She admitted that she was intoxicated at the time. And she was very sorry about what she did. She expressed a lot of remorse.
Summit County Prosecuting Attorney Matthew Bates. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.